So this grandma shot and killed a dude trying to rob her food truck.
Good.
In Houston.
Good.
She was able to, he pulled the gun out. She was able to kind of close the door or close the window in the food truck. He opened it back open, stuck his gun inside the window, and the gun jammed. The perpetrator's gun jammed. And that's when she was able to get her gun and blow him the F away.
And this was a grandma, too. It was a grandma that ran a family food truck, and they'd been in this business for a number of years. And bless her heart, she had a panic attack after she shot and killed the bad guy.
Yeah.
So, like, she passed out.
Yeah.
And the authorities arrived, and it sounds like she's going to be cleared of everything.
Oh, she better be.
This was
obviously
clear self-defense, because the bad guy pointed the weapon at her, tried to shoot, but the gun, like you said, jammed up, so she had the time to go get her weapon.
Oh, man, I bet that was some good food, whatever she's serving in that food truck.
Oh, I bet
love
you're
food
right.
trucks, man. I love, like, sometimes in the summer, our neighborhood will have, like, food truck Fridays where once a month they'll have a different food truck on a different court and bring beer and stuff. Man, there's something called Grace Truck. Dude, the truffle breakfast muffin. I'm looking at it right now. It's making me cry. It's like an English muffin with an Amish egg, Parmesan cheese, red eye mayo, truffle. I love food trucks. So if anybody hasn't had the time to try to find Grace Truck and order the truffle breakfast muffin. I don't care what time of day it is, by the way.
All right, let's have a real talk here. Let's have a real conversation.
Love it. Yes.
If only one truck had to visit you tomorrow, do you want the food truck? Do you want the ice cream truck? Because, man, there's something about the good ice cream truck when that bad boy comes down your street and it's playing that little music, and you get up there and there's everything from the bomb pops to the soft serve to everything and in between. There's something special about an ice cream truck.
I want the food truck, but the kids want the ice cream truck. And they also have the Kona ice truck that they do sometimes.
Oh,
yeah. Neighbors will throw in a bunch of money, and then they pull into the court, and like they serve like the shaved ice.
That's at the Beech Grove High School a lot. You see that truck parked there when there are major events or ball games or something going on. So hit us up on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, even the YouTube chat. We're live on YouTube. If only one truck had to visit you tomorrow, do you want your favorite food truck or your favorite ice cream truck? At Hammer and Nigel.
The music they play is pretty creepy still.
Yeah, but you're talking about truffles. And, like, man, if I got my opportunity to either have awesome ice cream or truffles.
Yeah, that's just what it's called. I mean, if I showed you a picture of this from the Grace truck, you'd look at it and be like, okay, now I see what you're talking about. Oh, it's so good. Oh, man.